keeping North Central Kansas informed. This is a Classic Rock Z96.3 The Lake News Update.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
I'm David Oliver from 13 News. The Kansas Corporation Commission approved a unanimous $10.8 million settlement agreement allowing Black Hills Energy to increase rates to recover costs incurred to provide natural gas service to customers. The deal amounts to about $6 more per month for the average customer. Governor Laura Kelly cast a ballot this week for next week's primary election. The governor is eligible for advance voting as a resident of Shawnee County. Governor Kelly says no election should be overlooked. Another Democrat has thrown his hat in the ring to be the next governor of Kansas. Mark Tooley of Lawrence wants to legalize marijuana as a means to fund public education and health. And the Kansas Chamber of Commerce has named an interim leader as the search begins to replace Alan Cobb. Colleen Jennison will step into that role. She has served on the chamber board since 2015. In Topeka, David Oliver, 13 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Yes! I finally got my first phone!
It is exciting. Let's learn a few things about online safety first.
We can secure our world when you choose your passwords. Make them strong. Use a password manager to help you along. But don't just use a password alone. Get a call, get a text, or a code on your phone.
MFA really works!
We can secure our world. You hesitate, do it ASAP.
Just like that.
Watch out for offers too good to be true.
What?
It's probably someone trying to take advantage of you.
Hey, that's fishy.
Let's report it.
Install updates, make better passwords. Woo! Think before you click, use multiple factors. That's how we can secure our world.
Learn more at cisa.gov/secure-our-world.
Classic Rock, Z96.3, The Lake Weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. A heat advisory begins at noon today and remains in effect until 8 p.m. tonight. Mainly clear today with daytime highs approaching 98. South winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Chance for storms. Lows level off around 67. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on Z96.3. Right now, 79.
Schindel Pest Control of Concordia has been family-owned and operated for over 78 years in North Central Kansas. They offer complete insect and rodent control month-to-month or for a one-time service. They can treat both your home and business. Call Schindel Pest Control at 243-2554. That's 243-2554 to protect your business, home, and family today. Spiders, mice, bedbugs, termites, and more. Let them eliminate those pesky pests at Schindel Pest Control in Concordia.
People often say Schoen's Auto Repair always looks swamped, and they're not wrong. Big repairs keep them busy, but they still make time for the simple stuff. From oil changes and brake work to tire rotations and fluid checks, Schoen's has 6 full-time techs ready to get customers in and out. And now, Schoen's is offering camper repairs, led by a name the community knows, Jason Tony. From leaks and plumbing to AC fixes, Jason brings years of camper expertise. If you're in the area with a fully equipped service truck, he will come to you. Whether it's a car or a camper, call Schoen's Auto Repair. Schoen's Auto Repair, small town feel, big time service.
Funeral notices brought to you by Schoen Funeral Home and Monuments. Compassionate service from our heart to yours. Visit SchoenFHM.com.
Hannah K. Miller, 25, of Stockton, Kansas, passed away on Friday, July 25th, born in Osborne on December 31st, 1999. A celebration of life gathering will be held Saturday, August 30th from 12 to 4 p.m. at 183 Lane's Bowling Alley in Stockton with a potluck meal at 1. Memorials are suggested to the Plume Overlease Funeral Home to assist with funeral expenses and may be sent to 723 North 1st in Stockton. Althea M. Loomis, age 105, of Mankato, passed away on July 22nd. Funeral services will be Friday, August 1st at 10:30 a.m. at the Evangelical Lutheran Church in Mankato. Burial will follow at Mount Hope Cemetery. Visitation will be Thursday, July 31st from 1 to 7, with the family greeting friends from 5 to 7 at Melby Mortuary in Mankato. Memorials are requested to the Jewell County Hospital or the Mankato City Library and may be sent to Melby Mortuary. Funeral services for Robert Bob Smith, age 92, of Glen Elder, will be at 10 a.m. Friday, August 1st at the St. Peter's and Paul Catholic Church in Cocker City. Mr. Smith died Saturday, July 26th at the Mitchell County Hospital. Memorials may be given to the Wakanda Baseball Club. Robert's family funeral service is in charge of arrangements. Condolences may be left at robertsfamilyfs.com. Funeral services for Melvin Bob DeLay, age 73, of Cocker City, will be at 10 a.m. Thursday, July 31st at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Cocker City. Mr. DeLay died Saturday, July 26th at Downs Care and Rehab. Visitation will be from 1 to 7 with family present from 4 to 6 Wednesday at the Roberts Family Funeral Home in Beloit. Memorials may be given to the NCK Genealogical Society or Solomon Valley Community Foundation. Robert's Family Funeral Service is in charge of arrangements. Condolences may be left at robertsfamilyfs.com. Judith, Judy, and Adam passed away peacefully at her home in Tipton, Kansas on July 19th after a long, courageous battle with cancer. She was born on December 20th, 1950 in Beloit. Her funeral was July 24th. Memorials may be made to the Solomon Valley Hospice and Cancer Center of Kansas in care of Shone Funeral Home and Monuments, and online condolences to shonefhm.com.
Funeral notices brought to you by Shone Funeral Home and Monuments. Compassionate service from our heart to yours. Visit shonefhm.com.
Coming up, it's our KDNS KZDY area community calendar. To see more information on upcoming events, visit our KD Country 94 and Classic Rock Z96.3 Facebook page. The community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, providing positive options and education to young women and men facing unplanned pregnancies, as well as parenting classes, life skills training, and material aid through an Earn While You Learn program. And Mitchell County Tourism. Be a tourist in your area and discover Mitchell County. Check out what's going on to explore, live, and grow at discovermitchellcounty.com. All July, it's Free Swim Saturday at the Downs and Glen Elder Swimming Pools. This Wednesday and every Wednesday through Labor Day, check out the Little Red Schoolhouse in Beloit while you stock up at the Farmer's Market just off Highway 24 in Beloit from 4 to 6. And grab some coffee and donuts from 10 to 11 at Downs Care and Rehab this Friday. The Phillipsburg Rodeo is coming up July 31st through August 2nd. Congratulations to Cindy Monty and her other rodeo ticket winners. If you haven't got your tickets yet, buy them at KansasBiggestRodeo.com. Thursday night, it all kicks off with a free barbecue at 6 for ticket holders with Queen Coronation and Mutton Bustin' to follow. And it's family night and tough enough to wear pink with rodeo action starting at 8. Friday, enjoy Mutton Bustin' at 7:15 with the rodeo at 8 and live music following. Saturday at 2, check out the Downtown Parade. The rodeo will start again at 7:15 with Mutton Bustin' and the final rodeo performance at 8 with live music following. The Tipton Picnic is also this weekend, Friday, August 1st through August 3rd. Friday night, the softball tournament begins at 6 and the celebration begins at 8. Enjoy the live band of Petty Cash and the Last Man Standing drawing at 10. Saturday, action starts at 7:30 a.m. with the 2-mile walk or 5K run, horseshoe tournament, and Cardinal Creations at 9. Poker rally at 9:30. And the evening ends with the fried chicken and roast beef dinner at 5. And enjoy games and rides opening at 5:30 with the ever-popular fundraising auction beginning at 6 and bingo at 7. At the conclusion of the auction, there will be the final cash and prize drawings of over $22,600. Sunday closes out the event with the golf tournament at the Tipton Oaks Golf Course at 10. See the full schedule at TiptonKansas.com. Kevin and Heidi Ching, an incredible piano and violin duo, will be at the Portis Grace Brethren Church on Sunday, August 3rd at 10:30 a.m. Join them for a joyful and inspiring time of worship with Kevin and Heidi Ching. Their performance includes surprise elements in worship songs, heartfelt testimonies, and uplifting music that will both make you laugh and encourage you. Thank you for listening to this week's Community Calendar, brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Center and Discover Mitchell. County.com.
C96.3 The Lake.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. The Royals dropped the series opener to the Braves last night, 10-7, as they surrendered 14 walks in the contest, 6 from Rich Hill, 4 from Steven Cruz, 2 from Sam Long, and 1 apiece from Taylor Clark and Jonathan Bolin. Hill took the loss, going 4 innings, giving up 3 hits, 4 runs, while only striking out 3 and giving up 2 homers. The Royals, as a team offensively, had 7 runs on 12 hits. It was a great day for Mikel Garcia. He had 2 doubles on the night, and Randall Grichuk had his first career Royals home run. Bobby Witt Jr. was 2-for-5 in the contest. Jonathan India, Vinny Pasquantino, Salvador Perez, Freddie Fermin, and Adam Frazier all added hits. Perez left with an elbow contusion in this one. The Royals are now 52-55. Game 2 of the series is set for tonight at 6:40 p.m. KC will trot out the newly extended Seth Lugo to the bump tonight. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Coming up, it's your KDNS KZDY Sports Bite with John Bowden. Brought to you by Treb Construction in Tipton, your one-stop shop for construction, concrete work, and garage doors.
Wakanda Water, a division of Remus Plumbing in Downs. Whether you need salt, water, water softeners, or a new RO system, give Wakanda Water in Downs a call.
And Goddard Repair, specializing in semi and trailer repair on Highway 24 in Beloit. Proud supporters of your area athletics. And now for your Sports Bite.
We're talking with Miley Ost, a sophomore at Mankato Rock Hills High School. Miley, how's your summer been going?
Oh, it's been a pretty good summer, pretty fast.
Well, Miley, you run track for the Kansas Flyers in their 36th year under the direction of Bob Smith from Minneapolis Delphus. It's your fourth summer running training for the Kansas Flyers track team. This year they had 40 girls participate on the Kansas Flyers, and you just got back from a very hot, humid Savannah State in Savannah, Georgia, where you ran a PR and finished 13th out of 64 girls with a 2:25.20 time in the 800, and your relay team in the 4x800 relay got 5th. How hot was it down at Savannah State in Georgia?
It was very hot. I think every day there was events, they had a heat delay. It was a multi-hour heat delay, so, yeah. Well,
I don't know if you enjoy running, but you run 6 days a week for training, and competition-wise, you get better and better each year. It was a highlight your freshman year that you ran on the 4x800 relay team for Rock Hills with Bethany Simulink, Olivia Lindberg, and Hallie Miser. You guys got 6th, and then your first ever state track meet in Wichita, you got 11th in the 800. Just kind of talk about the aura and the time and the awesome event being a first-timer at the state track meet in Wichita. How did it go?
It was really fun for my first state appearance. It was very hot, and I spent a lot of time just trying to hydrate and stay in the shade as much as I could. But it's hard to explain state because for the first time, it's like a whole new atmosphere.
Well, Miley, Rock Hills has had very successful time up there, state runner-up or state sub-state runner-up in volleyball and basketball, and then track team had several qualifiers. Like I said, you got 11th in the 800, and Bethany Simulink, Olivia Lindberg, and Hallie Miser and yourself got 6th in the 4x800. Kind of talk about your 4x800 team at state in Wichita this year.
The four of us get along really well. We've played with each other throughout the whole year in different sports, and throughout the season, we got to know each other a lot better, and I think that helped our running, just knowing each other and knowing we could get through it.
Comparing your Rock Hills team to your Kansas Flyers team, how are they the same and how are they different?
We all want to work hard to get where we know we can be and medal, but I know with the Kansas Flyers, we do a lot harder workouts than we do in school.
Well, Miley, you qualified for the Nationals last year in the Region 9 qualifier and then had an injury, didn't get to go to College Station at Texas A&M, but bounced back this year. And I know your dad and mom have been wanting you to get under 2:28 in the 800 and placing 13th out of 64 in the nation with an outstanding time of 2:25.20. Just kind of talk about those laps around that very hot, humid track in at Savannah State in Savannah, Georgia.
Well, I know at that meet, you have to take off quick, and it's almost a sprint the whole way, or both laps. And so I had to take out pretty quick and keep up with the pack. And then at the last 200, I had to use the rest of the energy I had, dead sprint to the finish to get the time I know I could get.
That 800 is one of the most brutal runs there is for girls and boys, because it truly is a sprint. It's not an 800 run like a lot of people call it anymore. You are literally sprinting the entire time for both laps, aren't you?
Yeah. It's a lot different than a 2 mile where you can kind of go at a little slower pace for the whole race. This is definitely like a sprint.
Well, Miley, you played on a successful volleyball team this last fall and have had a very good summer league. And I understand the varsity went undefeated and the JV had a lot of success. Kind of talk about what you're looking at this fall for volleyball and how good you guys can be at Rock Hills.
Well, last year we got runner-up at Substate and we only lost 3 seniors. And we're gaining a lot more freshmen, so I know this year we're going to build a lot and get a lot closer as a team. Hopefully make it to state.
Yes, ma'am. Well, Miley, in basketball, you guys were also state runner-up. Unfortunately, those Twin Valley teams over there keep beating you, but one of these days you're going to get payback, and hopefully it'll happen this fall in volleyball and then in the winter in basketball. You're becoming a very good point guard handling the ball and then a very good three-point shooter. Just kind of talk about your basketball skills and how you got better last year as a freshman, what you look forward to this coming basketball season.
Well, our coach, Nick Meisner, was really good with working with us and kind of talking with us about what we needed to work on. And I'd go in on weekends and just get shots up so I could get better at my three-pointer, which is all what I was known for this year. And so then each of us have our own kind of skill. And when we all come together on the court, it's hard to stop us. So.
Well, Miley, successful track season both last year in the summertime for the Kansas Flyers, and then exciting to be a freshman at the big meet in Wichita, and then last weekend going to Savannah State. Just talk about getting better with your workouts 6 out of 7 days. What kind of training regimens you're going through, and on a day-to-day basis, what are you looking to do?
Usually I go on a 3.5 to 4 mile run on days I don't have practice, and I have practice twice a week in Minneapolis. And on those days, we go on anywhere from like 2.5 to 4.5 mile run, and then we go back and we do intervals that can range from 300s and 600s to 500s and 700s. So it kind of depends on the workout we're doing for the day.
Well, Miley Oost, you help your mom and dad, Kevin and Nikki Oost, down at the furniture store, and probably read a tape measure as good as any kid your age in the state of Kansas. Whether you like it or not, you have to take one of your dad's wood classes. What is one of your favorite things that you've made in wood class or seen your dad and yourself make over the years?
Last year, I actually made a metal case for all of my track medals. So that was a fun one to make. And it has all the different pegs for the medals to hang on. It has lights around it. So that was a fun one.
Well, Miley Oost, it's been an honor and a pleasure to have you on KDNS 94.1. Look forward to watching you continue to get better in sports and in the classroom and in the woods class. And can't wait to see how you develop a basketball, volleyball, and especially track. And congratulations on your achievement so far in all three. And I appreciate you coming on KDNS 94.1.
Well, thanks for having me on.
August 1st through 3rd in Tipton, it's more than a picnic. It's a party with a purpose. Enjoy 3 days of music, games, homemade meals, and a whole lot of winning. They're giving away over $22,000 in raffle and prize drawings, from gift baskets to pedal tractors to cold, hard cash. Proceeds benefit the Tipton Catholic High School, so every ticket, meal, and memory helps build a brighter future. It's small-town magic with a big impact. So the fine sponsors of Central Valley Ag, Great Plains Manufacturing, Specialty Hunting, and Hakes Plumbing and Heating, Lennox Heating and Air, and Old School Seals invite you to come hungry, come happy, and come to Tipton.
Classic Rock, C96.3, The Lake Weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. A heat advisory begins at noon today and remains in effect until 8 p.m. tonight. Mainly clear today with daytime highs approaching 98. South winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Chance for storms. Lows level off around 67. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on Z96.3. Right now, 79.
North Central Kansas's Classic Rock, Z96.3, The Lake.